To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
Reese, the management committee during the offseason provided some clarification to some comments that were made last year. And indeed, idle teams can move following the results of the championship games and how they impact the teams that are around those that play in the championship game, and data such as strength of schedule, teams that may be idle. So yes, teams that are idle can move up or down.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Avia, high screen, looking to playmake here early. Turns, finds Tomani, the hot hand. Let it go, baby, and rip the cord. Got that aggressive. Oh, say, Sharp steals the inbounds and tucks it up.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague, Portland sports leader, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Okay.
Sorry about that start there. My headphones were acting up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Start the show.
Uh-oh. Jiggle the handle.
We're good.
Jiggle the handle. You'll be all right. Wiggle it around a little bit.
All right.
You got good tune in there?
We're good.
You got good snare? What is happening?
We're good, but we're not good.
Oh, uh-oh.
We have to settle a little bit of controversy.
What happened? What's going on?
Do we have show controversy?
We don't have show controversy. We have show adjacent controversy.
Okay. Okay. I'm following. What are we doing?
So yesterday off the air, you were asking if I judge Christmas trees.
Yes.
Mm.
And then you brought to the light.
Uh-oh.
Certain person's
Look,
Christmas tree.
I'm not afraid to name names. I'm not afraid. I'm curious if there's a defense of the tree, if there's a reason the tree looks the way that it does, but I'm not afraid to call out a Christmas tree. I'm just not.
So I text the person you called out because you saw their tree on their social media.
I did, yeah. Instagram story.
Right. And you basically were like, I got a lot of opinions on this Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And had you ever judged a Christmas tree prior?
I have. I've done that.
So you are a pretty consistent judger.
I'm a little judgy, depending on your family scenario of fake trees. Not going to lie. Little judgy. I think I shamed my brother out of getting a fake tree this year.
What, he like gets a new fake tree every year?
No, so they've always been real tree people because, you know, we live in Oregon where we cut down trees and they're all over the place. There are farms within like a stone's throw of everybody's house in this area.
Or
right?
A Cub Scout group right
or
across
a Cub,
the
just
street.
Right there, right? My baseball team at Cleveland back in the day, we used to sell Christmas trees every year at the football field. It was a way we raised money for our
I remember
you know,
the Cub Scout lot.
The Cub Scout lot,
standing
right?
Standing out there freezing your took us off.
Well, they have a new puppy. They got a new puppy a couple of months ago and they were very concerned about the puppy with the tree, and they're new dog people, so I didn't want to be too harsh on them. But over Thanksgiving, their kids were like depressed that they were getting a fake tree. My niece came up to me one day and was like, I got bad news, Uncle Andy. I said, what's wrong? What's the bad news? We're getting a fake tree. I thought, what? You can't do, you just can't happen. And so over Thanksgiving dinner, I needled him over Thanksgiving dinner of like, our dogs were fine. Our dogs didn't do anything to the tree. And if they do, what's the difference between tearing down a fake tree and a real tree? Like, there's not that, if they're going to attack the tree, they're attacking the tree. Doesn't matter if it's real or fake. There's no difference there. And I found out yesterday that I shamed him out of using a fake tree and going and cutting down a real tree. They returned the fake tree.
Look,
like, for somebody at your point in life, I get it. I'm not going to criticize that. He's got three kids under the age of 12.
Yeah, I'd say more his lifestyle, not his
Sure,
point
either
life.
Way. Yeah, point of life, lifestyle, yeah. Totally valid.
Christmas for him is a little different, I think, for Christmas
without
than
a doubt.
Us.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like, if I get to a point maybe when I'm old and I got no kids around and I'm like, you know what, I don't feel like cutting one down anymore, I'll probably still be a real tree person, but different phases for different lives. I totally get it. My brother's not in that category. It doesn't count.
So, was it his idea to do the fake tree, or do you think it was the wife?
I think it was the wife's idea.
And he was kind of like, he was going along, partnership?
Come along, go along kind of situation. Ah. Happy wife, happy life. And I was throwing some barbs on Thanksgiving dinner night, and thankfully I won the argument.
First of all, shame on you, Sam. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Like, fight your wife a little bit.
Thank you.
You got to fight some battles.
Fake tree because of a dog? What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
I got a two-year-old who wants to throw my ornaments off the tree. I'm not putting a tree up. You deal with the consequences of it.
It sounds like a guy that doesn't want to cut a tree down, but he also...
But he loves doing that stuff. I think he was trying to make... I think he was just trying to make the wife happy in this scenario.
Some of those lots, like, if you go pick one out, depending on the lot you go to, but sometimes there'll be somebody there that will cut it down for
happens.
A couple of bucks.
He's okay being Clark Griswold. He's taking the saw and doing the family thing and having a whole day out of it. And ultimately, they ended up doing it. So this is not a new thing for me. I'm okay criticizing people's Christmas trees.
It was a bit of a phenomenon I've realized the last couple days. I don't know if maybe it's just my area, right, where I live. I've seen three tree lots that have been not open and lit past 7 p.m.,
Really?
And I thought that was odd. I thought those tree lots stayed up until 8 to 9 every day until even like Christmas Eve or the 23rd.
You would think, right? You want to get rid of all your trees because that's inventory that you bought. You got to sell those bad
now are
boys.
These like...
At church parking lots parking lots. Like, the standard cliche...
Not an actual tree farm where you go out.
Well, because I've been to
those. You basically live in Zigzag, so...
We can't all live at the beach there, Jason. We can't all live at the beach.
That was well played, Swag. Top rope, opening segment. Well done.
It's a good deep cut by you, Zigzag. You could have gone a million. Rhododendron? You could have done anything.
Timberline Lodge, man. You drive down?
You come home for Bend every day? Yeah, it feels like that sometimes. But yeah, they've not been open past 7 p.m., and I thought that was odd.
That's a little weird. You would think people getting off work, maybe 5 o'clock, you get home, have a little dinner, hey, kids, let's go get a tree. Like, that's a decent time to go get a tree.
Right.
I'm questioning the logic there, but I didn't buy the trees.
Anyway, so I'm glad you shamed your brother out of the fake tree.
Yes, I feel very vindicated in that.
I understand why, and I know your mom doesn't appreciate it, but I'll say for the show's sake and my own, like, mentals... It's very odd to hear somebody calls you Uncle Andy. That is just
weird, right?
The furthest thing a of a weird. Name for you that I could possibly register in my brain.
It's a little weird, yeah. It's a little weird for
me,
too.
I would have my kids, if they ever met you again, because they'd be like, who is this guy?
Yeah. Uncle Dirt.
Uncle Dirt.
Uncle Dirt. Uncle Dirt's
We're not doing Uncle Andy in our house, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I'm
right
Uncle
now.
Swag, so.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy.
The kids have not quite picked up on the Dirt name yet. They have not quite.
That's fair.
They'll get there. Give them time.
I'm not Uncle Sprague. I'm Uncle Beanuts.
Yeah.
You know, we all have different names, I guess, within our own family circles.
The problem becomes when one of them asks, why are you named Uncle Dirt?
It's because I was a catcher, and I used to get dirty during baseball games.
There you go. That's a good answer.
That's where it came from, guys. There's no other backstory.
Now, what age do you tell
nothing
them the
else...
real backstory?
Nothing else happened. That will never happen. Well, I shouldn't say never.
You need to do it like 10.
No, I'm not doing it at 10. No. That's like a bare minimum. Maybe the first time I buy you a drink at a bar, I'll tell you.
Really?
Yeah, that one's going to be held on
to for
a while.
You need to do that at 10 and have them walk in to hit your brother's house. Like, you know what I found out today? Like,
guess what I heard from Uncle Dirt?
That's when they get ready to go off to college.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe
don't make the
advice.
Mistakes your uncle did,
exactly.
All right? Let's not be like your uncle here.
Was it a mistake?
Yeah.
I know the story. Sounded like a great time. That's what I say. Anyways, back to the addressing the show-adjacent beef.
Show-adjacent beef, somebody with a not-so-great Christmas tree
so
right
I,
now.
I don't think I posted the poll question, do you judge people's real Christmas trees if you see them, yes or no? I should post that.
Let me see. I'll double-check we didn't post it yesterday.
So the guy you called out was Bill Orem.
Yes.
Okay? Bill Ram.
We love Bill Orem on
we
this program.
Bill
we
Ram.
Do.
He
big is, fans of Bill Orem.
If we could pay Bill Orem to be a regular on this program, we would.
Yeah.
Okay? Bill Ram's our guy.
One of the few non-fan people who was filled in on this show. He's filled in a couple times.
Multiple days in a row. So you call out his tree. I missed it. He posted it on his story, and the stories disappear after a certain amount of time.
Yes.
I text him during the end of the show, I need to see your Christmas tree.
Please show me your tree.
He responds with, why? I said, you've created a debate with us. Dirt is calling your tree out, and now he's asking if you judge other people's trees. He says, we found ours. Now, here's where he responds.
Okay.
Because I don't think he appreciated you calling it out.
Probably not. People get offensive by
the He says, we found ours in the forest. We went to the Mount Hood Forest and cut it down. I said, ah, that changes things for me. He sends me the story on Instagram, but the story won't pop up on my feed.
Okay.
So then he responds with sending me a photo of the tree after he's cut it down.
And how was my assessment of the tree? Did you have the same reaction to it?
Your assessment of the tree is entirely accurate.
Okay.
Here's where I will defend Bill Orem.
Okay.
When you drive to the deep woods of an Oregon forest and you cut a tree down in a Carhartt jacket, I give you a pass on there the kind of tree.
He's
you
a Montana
choose.
Boy. There's no doubt. Yeah.
Well, did he go into
is there
the
not a
like
fuller
the coastal,
tree in the Mount
like
Hood
the
forest?
Forest of the coastal range near his youthful haunts in Tillamook?
Well, so I'm in the picture he
you
gave
have Brunonia
me.
Brunonia or something.
Which, by the way, this photo you would not know that's Bill Orem. He is in full Carhartt hat, like big painted logger jeans. Like
that's a Montana grizzly, dude. Put some respect on his name.
It might be the toughest Bill Orem's ever looked in his life.
Yes.
I don't know what forest he's at, but there is a little bit of snow on the ground. Now, to your point of is there not a more full tree?
There's a lot of trees in Mountain Forest.
You have to think within the height of what you're looking for, though. Mm-hmm. So how many real full trees, non-Christmas tree farm, are you just going to find randomly ready to cut down in the forest?
I mean, look, there's valid arguments to be made there.
Yeah, if you got a big vaulted ceiling in your front room, you need a 14, 15-foot tree.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably better to go to Mount Hood National Forest to cut those down. Not a lot of those exist in tree farms.
So trees at tree farms are not cheap, but no. I have no problem supporting a tree farm I think they're delightful people.
They usually
is this legal
out
to do?
Yeah, you can
drive
into
the forest.
In the forest at Mount Hood, I
that
know
they
you
say
can
you can just go cut down a tree.
My brother and
here
sister-in-law used to do it every year. It was their tradition.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You can't obviously go cut
anything you want.
A 45-foot tree and down like not? You're the president.
Bring this thing
still
in front
of
your
put it on top of your car. And take it back.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to kind of defend it here. It's not the prettiest tree I've ever seen.
Knowing the backstory changes it a little bit, for sure. It gives you that when I saw the tree, now explain to me if you think this reasoning is logical. When I saw the tree, it felt like somebody who just went into a lot somewhere that was already, these lots that we're talking about closing a little bit early, and grabbed the first tree that he saw and took it home.
See, I would argue you're right, but it looks like more like it's the last tree at
like
the
like there's
lot
nothing else left. I only get, there's three trees left. These ones don't have any branches. All right, fine. I guess I'll take that one and I take it home. Because it's very skinny. Mm-hmm. And I just look, maybe it's just me. I don't know how you guys feel about the girth of your trees. I like them thick with two C's. I like my trees
you do
with a little meat on the bones.
Sure.
I don't like skinny trees. It doesn't do anything for me.
I like to have slim thick is how I describe the trees I like. You know, I liked having
like a fat tree that got on Ozempic and now they're a little bit thinner.
I was thinking more like somebody who's thick in the right places but is in good shape.
Okay. All right. I see what
Does
you're
that
saying
make sense?
There. Yeah, I see. We're going pear shape. You like a pear shaped tree?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, there, I like a little pear shape.
You got to get thick down at the bottom.
You get thick on the bottom.
You don't have to be thick all the way up, but down around the waist of the tree, because there should be a protrusion.
Your lights are starting from the bottom as you wrap up, right?
Yes,
so
they
you got to have a nice sturdy base at the bottom to start the wrapping of the lights as you move up to the thin part.
Right.
That's how I like
it. The tip of the tree.
Exactly. Just the tip.
Look, this is badass for Bill Orem to drive into the Mount Hood National Forest and cut down a tree. Very respectful of that. Mm. I just, next time, Bill, a little more girth. That's all I'm asking for.
So let's post a poll question. Let's do two posts on this topic.
Okay. I already put the first one up. Do you judge people's Christmas trees?
Okay. Yes or no at Dirt and Spray.
That is up and easy and simple.
I am going to post a photo of his photo he sent me.
Ooh, I like it.
And I'm going to say, grade that tree. A, B, C, D, or F.
Okay.
All right?
I like this.
Okay. Two postings on Christmas trees. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hey, ho, 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 everybody.
I'd actually be afraid to invite you to my house because I think you would judge my tree.
You got a skinny tree, too?
Send
me a picture. I know you got a picture on your phone.
I haven't taken one.
You haven't taken one yet?
Oh. I'd be more
First night, lights are down.
No, the tree looks fine. Okay. I'd be more worried that you're judging my light situation where I have soft warm mixed with ice white. It doesn't look good.
That's a little ghetto.
It's not a little ghetto. It's a lot of ghetto.
Hey, you go to a local hardware store, you get a little strand of lights for $10, baby.
Yeah, I did. It said soft white on both boxes. One of them was ice white. The other is a warm yellow. What am I supposed to do about that?
I'm trying to match white paint.
Yes, it's
impossible. One's eggshell and one's ecru. Right. And then you put it on the wall. And you're like, oh.
White is white. Why can't we just have white?
It's a universal color here. Yeah. What's going on? The LED lights are getting a little out of hand.
I don't like the LEDs. I'm more of an old school guy.
I am too. The color of the light isn't quite the same.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same warmth.
I agree.
And natural light, if you will. I just, we tried the LED lights at first, put them on the tree, and we're like, no, this isn't going to get the job done. So now I got to throw those somewhere outside.
You do color lights or you do white
lights? We're color light family on the tree. Color lights, balls, ornaments.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't do tinsel. We don't do any ribbon. We don't do any of that stuff. No popcorn, none of that stuff, man. Keep it simple, baby.
If it was my choice, have old school, thick colored lights all over it.
Well, you like the big boy lights? You like the thick ones?
Yeah, I do.
Like the ones you put on your gutter, those kind
of
lights?
Yeah, give me two strands of that on a tree, I'm really happy.
A little more light to tree distribution there.
But it's three women to one guy, and so you can guess that I'm never winning that conversation, and I just give up and wrap the white lights around.
You're getting
it.
Voted down in that scenario.
I don't even get a vote.
Yeah, you don't even get a say. This is what we're doing, and you're going to put them on the tree, whether you like it or not.
Precisely.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, indeed. Let's get it going. We got two guests today. We've got Andrew Nemec coming up at 8:15. It is National Signing Day. Duck's got a big 5-star receiver. Did you see this, Swag? He's back. One of those, we've signed you. We'll see you in 2 years.
I remember it was a big deal when they signed him, and I thought, I'm probably going to forget about this. And then today I was reminded, that's right, still
flip,
in the
flop,
class.
Flop, flip, flip, flop?
No, not a flip-flopper.
Oh.
He had a mission. He achieved his mission.
Duck legacy, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Duck legacy.
So we'll talk a little recruiting stuff. Not much, but a little bit. We'll talk with Nemec at 8:15. And then at 9 o'clock, we've got Lucy Burge hopping on. She wasn't on last week. Last Wednesday was our last show of the week. She'll be on this week to dive into all the dealings. Okay?
Probably talk Christmas trees.
We can ask her Christmas tree questions. I feel like she's going to be more in line with us.
Yeah, does she like thicker Christmas trees? Somebody said Spraggs likes his Christmas tree Larry Fitzgerald style.
Yes, that's it. Yes, I love a Larry Fitz Christmas tree.
How could you not?
I like my trees like I like my pizza. Medium. There's an in-between there. Let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to try to be fair here to our buddy Bill Ram. I want to ask if he's okay if I post the photo. Not like there's anything in the photo other than him holding a tree, but...
Yeah, get some clearance there, you know?
I say, hey, you cool with us posting this? Kind of into this tree conversation right now.
I love talking Christmas trees, man. It's happy time of year.
Me too.
You get them up in the house, smells good. God, it feels great to have a tree up.
Can we have a conversation about stockings?
I'm okay with that.
Like...
What's your thoughts on stockings?
Well, I actually have sports I want to get to, but at some point we could talk about stockings. We bought all white stockings that have like a letter of each of our first names.
Sure.
And you can like draw on them with pen. It's a kind of weird fabric. And I would say within a span of 2 years, we instantly hate these stockings. But we're not buying new stockings.
No.
Oh, you don't go get like just traditional, the red kind of fake fur.
My wife's not really into
the white.
Some of the traditional Christmas stuff. And now we're stuck with crappy stockings and like the refusal of buying new stockings because we're probably going to hate the next ones we buy within 2 years.
Is there anybody in the family that knits that would like knit you?
My wife does, but she doesn't want to do that.
She's going to make homemade stockings? Come on.
You want her to make like seven? We have what?
Come on,
have...
Grandma, get those hands working. Let's go.
Well, because you can't just have you and your kid stockings. You, of course, have to have a pet stocking. So I have a dog,
yes,
a hamster, a rabbit now, and
oh,
two
God.
Lizards.
They all have their own stocking?
Well, I'm just saying, if she's making one,
then you gotta
the
make
kids
one for
are going to be
everybody.
Like, you got to make one for this one and make one for that one.
Why doesn't the lizard have a stocking?
That's a really skinny stocking for this for the lizards.
Yeah, they should share a stocking. Yeah,
for being honest here, I think the hamster,
a bag of bugs. There you
the
go.
Lizard, they can
Merry
all
Christmas.
The bunny,
some crickets. Knock yourself
tiny
out.
Non-dog animal stocking, and you put a couple things in there for them.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about the stocking situation. It's just we're sitting there with crappy stocking and. We're just refusing to budge.
My favorite thing about stockings is when things do go in on Christmas Eve for the stocking, it's never like you can't hold it. You just have to lay it on the ground.
Yeah.
It's like too heavy.
So full.
It's too full. It defeats the whole purpose of the stocking.
Yeah, we have nice hooks for them, but they barely hold on without anything in them.
Yeah, so you put three things in there, and it's falling over onto the ground.
Yeah, it's over.
What are we doing here, man?
Yeah, I don't know. We could get to that at some point. But anyways, I was reading about the NFL because we haven't talked a lot of National Football League. We'll get to Blazers today. They lost another game yesterday.
They did.
Drew Holiday's not on the road trip.
Not good, Bob.
You know, you can... Something to just think about, okay? I want to be honest and fair on everything. I think there's a little more to discuss than just saying, Denny's awesome, team's hurt, okay? No big deal. You know, this was part of the concern about acquiring a Drew Holiday contract. Was he going to stay healthy?
Yeah. Well, and I would also argue part of the concerns using your free agent money to sign a guy who wasn't going to play this year.
There's
like, that's
that.
The other part of it, where it's, you know, that was where a lot of your allotted dollars in the offseason went. And hopefully it has a big impact next year. Time will tell on that. But there's no help in the short term in that signing.
So I was going through NFL dealings. I read a delightful, I love when there's like five writers on one big piece and they address different issues and give you thoughts of what they heard on the topics. One of them at ESPN is on Bryce Young. What are the Panthers going to do with Bryce Young? Which is funny. He's like, oh, you're P1 of the show.
Hey, I just asked that question the other day.
He did, yeah. And so they go through what they're hearing right now and how it looks. And then I'm like, you know what? It's interesting is I go to the NFL playoff picture. And you look at the NFL playoff picture, the Panthers are not in it. They're below the Cowboys and the Lions in the wild card standings. Yep. And maybe they end up winning the division because the Bucs are 7-5 and they are 7-6. But I was looking at the AFC, and I understand that football is popular. We're all going to watch every second of the playoffs. I'm all in as well. But it is fair to ask out loud, I want to walk you through a playoff where we have no Mahomes, no Allen.
Yeah.
No Lamar Jackson, no Joe Burrow, a broken-handed Justin Herbert. Drake May, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And I want you to just I just want to ask, like, we're going to watch, but the way the NBA elicits reactions from sports fans because stars – any element of missing those quarterbacks and having the other ones I named where you're like, I'm watching, but damn.
Something don't feel
right. I mean,
right.
That'd be akin to going like 10 years ago in the NBA playoffs and saying there's no LeBron, there's no Steph, and there's no Kevin Durant. You'd
just
be like, what?
Right.
How, huh? And I think if you're a fan of a team that's in the playoffs, you're incredibly excited because there are giants that are out of your way, if you will.
Yes.
That you don't feel like, hey, we got to go beat Kansas City and Arrowhead, and if we're, you know, tied or trailing or slightly in the lead with 2 minutes to go, Mahomes has the ball, I don't feel great about our chances of winning. And so that's the unique aspect of it. I don't think that all of those guys will end up missing it. I think Buffalo will ultimately make it.
But Buffalo's hanging on by
They're hanging on by a thread. They're in the last wild card spot right now at 8-4, and the Texans got a big one this weekend, and they're right on their heels, and maybe they end up winning the division. We'll wait and see on that.
And the second place in that division might steal that last wild card spot.
They very well could.
Spot.
Jacksonville could win the division. Maybe Indy falls down one more spot. Like, you could get three AFC South teams in the playoffs, so maybe Buffalo does end up missing the postseason. It's just wild because they have been such a constant. I'd have to go back and think, was there ever a time in the last generation of quarterback, like, who were the big three have been? Probably Brady, Manning, and Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I know Rodgers is still playing, but for a long time, those were your big three.
Breeze, you could throw in there.
And Breeze as
well.
Like, there was never a year where all of them missed it. Yeah, the year Brady got hurt in game one, and obviously they didn't make the playoffs that year with Castle. But Manning was in the playoffs every year in Indy. Rodgers,
wasn't that 08? Rodgers won the Super Bowl.
Rodgers won the Super Bowl that year, so he would have won it. Manning was in it every year in Indy. And then, you know, Rodgers was the same way. I think he might have had one year where he got banged up and they didn't make the playoffs, but every other year they disappoint when they got there, but they were there every year.
Yeah.
And so it's a unique moment in time in the NFL that I think if you're one of these contending teams that has had a hard time seeing a pathway through the others atop your conference, this is an opportunity where you want to strike, because how many years now? Maybe this is the downfall of Kansas City and Andy Reid's too worried about tickling tonsils and they don't make it back to the playoffs, but I'm certainly not putting money on that. So you'd imagine they fix their stuff, they get a first round pick if they don't make it, and they're back in the mix next year. Like, you have an opportunity maybe where they're not in the playoffs, and if you're in the AFC, you got to be licking your lips, man.
I would say the Niners are no exception to this. I think Denver's probably in this. I think New England's in this. All the teams that are in the playoffs, the Niner fans I've been seeing on Reddit have posted something similar to what you're hinting at of all the years to not be the healthiest and have our best team.
Or you make the Super Bowl and win the NFC and the team on the other side is Jacksonville.
So they lose in the Super Bowl in overtime 2 years ago. Yeah. And every Niner fan on these Reddit posts is like, take that team and put them in this year. We're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would.
But we don't have that team. And now we're a mass unit who's probably going to lose in wild card weekend.
Nope.
And Kansas City's not even in it, and the Eagles look like a disaster, and then who are you picking?
Right.
Right? So you can hate the Bears, you can, maybe it's the Rams, everybody's going to probably jump on if everything keeps going the way it is, but it's really the year that I think so many fan bases have to feel that glimmer of, oh my God.
We got a shot here.
Talk about tickling tonsils. I'm tickling somewhere else right now.
Got an opportunity.
But also, like, the element of a sports fan not being able to watch those guys be in the playoffs.
It's timing, man. It's crazy how it works that way.
There is an aspect of it for me that I certainly reside with most of the sports fans that are not Chiefs, Eagles fans, Bills fans, you know, et cetera, where I'm like, totally get it. And I'm going to watch every second of all the playoffs.
Hell yeah.
But I also love to watch great athletes and to not have a Mahomes, an Allen, a Lamar.
I mean, those matchups have been legendary over the last handful of years.
Been,
we were in an AFC title game with Buffalo and Kansas City last year where Buffalo tries a quarterback sneak and they don't get it. They've met multiple times. Burrow getting back. He's one of the few who has vanquished Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game in the AFC. Lamar had an AFC title appearance 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They've been knocking on the door. And so it potentially for some is a can that's kicked down the road another year, which is tough. For Kansas City, you already have all the rings, so it doesn't impact you that much in the grand scheme of things. I'll throw the guy that I root for and pull for to win a playoff game more than anybody in there too. Like, of all the years for the Chargers to have an opportunity, this is it. And both their tackles are out. Now Herbert has a broken left hand. It's like, of all the years,
all
you
the
could
years.
Have just, you know, stayed mildly healthy.
I know.
There might be none of these guys in your way. And can you even hold on to a snap with a broken hand?
He says he's going to.
He's going to try and play
he
through
played
it.
Played with broken ribs. So
I know, but you can't go under center, so everything's got to be out of shotgun, I'd imagine, unless you got the most powerful shot known to mankind. And who does he play on Monday night? That pass rush?
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
By the way, on the Bryce Young extension part, I want to read you this quote, Dirt, because you'll love it.
Yeah.
This one is from Jeremy Fowler. He says, they're probably going to pick up the fifth-year option is where it's trending. However, internally, they're really indecisive because of one element. He's proving to be clutch. He orchestrates fourth-quarter comebacks like no other.
Guy's a winner, man. Finds a way to win, dude. That's all he does.
That's how you decide paying a quarterback.
That's exactly
right there.
How you should do it. I hate to do this. If there's any Panther fans listening, I doubt that they exist. But if you
there's
are,
there's a few out there.
I don't want your team anywhere near the playoffs.
I mean,
I just don't. I don't need to
are
see
you giving
that.
The Bucks much?
I'd much rather see Baker in a playoff game. I just give him a puncher's chance in that moment. I just, Carolina in the playoffs does nothing. I'll watch the game, but it does nothing for me.
Okay. No Rico Daddle, huh?
Get him out of there.
All right. We got a lot more to get into. Back with more. I thought there was some really good news in the world of college football. We'll get to that coming up at 6:45. We got the Dirty Poll release coming up at 7. And then we'll... I don't really want to go through the rankings of the committee. I want to more so talk about the one area that's very obvious to talk about.
Yes.
That being said, excuse me, as... I don't think this is a weird story where it's like the team is bad, and so I don't think it should be that newsworthy, but it kind of is because of the way it was all set up at the beginning. The Clippers just cut Chris Paul.
It's a weird one.
And the Clippers are terrible. We don't need to talk about them. That is going to be, that's going to go down as one of the top five worst sports decisions from a, you know, a personnel standpoint. Ever.
It is completely backfired.
And the Thunder are in line right now to get a top five draft pick after maybe winning their second straight championship as they improved last night to 21-1. They've lost one time.
You're welcome.
Yeah, almost twice.
NBA, you're welcome. It'd be 22-0 if it wasn't for us.
The weird part about this story, though, to me is that Chris Paul did like a bunch of interviews leading up to this reunion with the Clippers, and it was all teed up by the team and him as the goodbye season.
It's retirement tour. Back in L.A., Lob City, let's rekindle the flame. He's retiring.
He's had a weird career in the sense of hasn't achieved as much as people put him on the hierarchy. Like, people will tell you they think he's the third best point guard of all time.
Yes, they will.
Now, my stance on that is a firm absolutely the hell not. I know he's got good numbers. I know he's a really good player. You gotta get to more than one, you know, round of stuff. He barely got to conference finals appearances.
He only had one NBA finals appearance in his career.
And I think that was his only conference finals
appearance. He also had a great quote in there. No, wasn't he on the Houston team that lost game 7? Was he on that team?
Touche.
Where they couldn't make a three-pointer to Golden State, the over 27 game.
Okay.
So he was there for that. That was the team, though, that had a chance to do it, and they didn't. He had a great quote when he was in the finals, too, with Phoenix about, this is so much fun, I could get used to doing this every year. And that has aged horribly because he never got back and never really sniffed one after that.
So, like, I've always had a mixed feeling. I had a really good friend growing up that loved Chris Paul. Like, it was almost a cult member of the Chris Paul following. And I understand he's going to have a good career. This is a weird...
What's the back... I mean, there has to be something we don't know, right? Because he is...
Well, there clearly is. To cut him mid-road trip and
they
send
suck.
Him home...
So it's like there's nothing that you're benefiting from this.
Something had to have happened.
That's what
to
I'm thinking.
Send him home.
He's clearly... I can just tell you from watching him and seeing him a little bit behind the scenes, not like I'm connected to him, but seeing him like at Blazer games...
Yeah.
Look, most of you probably already think this and know that
way too tight.
He's a red ass.
Yeah.
He is a dude.
He's one of the dirtiest players in the last 20 years in the NBA.
100%. He is a guy that, like, if you're losing, he's going to scream at you about it. As if it's, like, all your fault. And so if you told me he's screaming at these dudes and he's an absolute arse in the locker room, I'm not shocked by it. It's just more like, for all of the buildup of your last year and you're going out with the team that you had the most, like, I just... To have it end like this is bizarre.
This is where, you just got to know when to walk away. Chris Paul's 40 years old, man.
He played in San Antonio. I know, but he thought he was having a goodbye season with a team that he had great years with.
He did. I know. He was there for like 7 years, and he was great while he was there, and they made the playoffs a lot, but ultimately disappointed every year that they got there. He was in San Antonio last year averaging 8 points per game as a 39-year-old point guard. And you try and go do it one more year, he's playing like 10 minutes a game this year. He's a complete non-factor.
Yeah.
He's unplayable, largely. I mean, I haven't watched a lot of Clipper basketball, but based on the fact that he's not playing and they're 10 games below 500, I'm willing to bet that there's not a lot of positivity there when he's out there on the floor. So I just like, what are you hanging on for one more year for a retirement tour? Just retire. Walk away. You're 40 years old. It's okay. You don't have it anymore. It's not 2013 anymore. For them to be so bad and to cut him at this moment in the middle of a road trip, just to come out and say, hey, thanks for your efforts over the years. We're going to go in a different direction. I mean, this has to be the end of his career, right? Why would anybody sign him?
I mean, the only thing here, like, I saw Blazer fans post to Reddit on this. Should we
no.
dabble in the waters?
God, no. Why? No. What? No. How? No. For the love of God, he can't shoot. He's 40 years old.
Give Sissoko those minutes, please. Yes. Give him more minutes.
I'd rather have Caleb Love taking 16 shots a game than have Chris Paul on the roster for the rest of the year. We got enough old point guards. We don't need another old point guard, okay?
It's a good point by Arash Markazi. 7 months after signing a five-year, $171 million deal with the Clippers, they traded Blake Griffin to the Pistons.
They did.
They have a weird track record of... And it's not that you need to hold on to every player.
No, and Ballmer lied to his face, too. Griffin never forgave him for that.
They have a weird track record of not taking care of their guys. Like, and I'm not saying Paul didn't deserve...
They're taking care of Kawhi with all his backroom handshakes. Financially, he's getting taken care of. He's the only one that's allowed, evidently.
Well, there's currently an investigation involved there that they have to...
Nothing happened.
They're running out that clock. That's a weird situation.
Still just lingering over the rest of their year. I mean, this is a disaster. The good news for the Clippers, though, is at least they have their first-round pick this year, right? When you're 10 games below 500 and your season is essentially done, early December, at least you got that to look forward to.
Is Chris Paul the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA?
That's disrespectful to Aaron Rodgers. Disrespectful to Aaron Rodgers.
A lot of people...
I will cape up for Aaron Rodgers in this case.
A lot of people think Chris Paul is legitimately a top three point guard ever.
That's a bad take, first off. There's never been a moment watching Chris Paul where I thought you could make the argument this is the greatest point guard in the history of the NBA. And there have been moments watching Aaron Rodgers that you watched him and make the argument. The accomplishments were never there in terms of team success.
Okay.
But he won a championship, first off. He has one. How many players in the history of the NFL have more MVPs than Aaron Rodgers? It's not a very small list is the answer.
What's he
for
got,
you.
Four?
I think he's got four.
Manning, I think, has four. Okay, let me rephrase it. Are they currently the same?
Currently, yes. What are we holding
Superstar
on to?
Superstar players, you're like, what's
walk away,
happening
dude. Rodgers, that was a disaster in New York. And hey, I was one of those idiots who was like, maybe there could be something. Like, no, he's terrible. They can't throw the ball.
He got Adam Thielen, though. That's big news.
That's huge. You needed another old guy. That'll help definitely fix things. He had his teammates over for cake. They sing happy birthday to him as he turned 42. Peyton Manning is the only player in NFL history with more MVPs. Manning has five. Rodgers has four. There's multiple guys. Brady has three. Favre, Unitas, Brown. A lot of guys have three. Rodgers has four MVP trophies.
So is the story that they went to his house to have birthday cake?
That was the story last night, yeah. They took him birthday cake for
his
42nd birthday.
You. I would dabble, because if I'm me but I'm in Pittsburgh, I'd dabble with asking the question to one of the teammates. Hey, were you at the birthday party? Yeah, I was. It was great. We had cake. How great was Aaron's wife, though? Did she make the cake?
She's out of town right now.
What kind of reaction do you get?
She's on a girls' trip this weekend. Sorry. She'll be back next week.
For his birthday?
I promise. She'll be back. She had to take care of something family related.
Yeah.
She'll be back in town on Thursday.
Well, she lives in Canada, though.
Yeah. She's up. Here's a picture of her, though. I promise. Look how hot she is, dude.
She's real. A stock photo on the bottom.
It's like Getty Images. What's going on there?
Getty Images.
I just, like, Paul, this is a horrible way to have your career end. You don't get to dictate the terms when you hang out until you're 40. It's been a disaster for everybody involved, but nobody's going to kick the tires on this.
Really good news yesterday, I thought, in this sport. I'll tell you what it is next on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we'll find out what the Dirty Poll thinks of college football after the final week of the regular season. But yesterday I was driving around and I got good news. Kalani Sitake told Penn State, thanks, but no thanks. I'm staying at BYU.
Crumble cookie to the rescue.
So good. He ended up getting a new deal out of BYU. We kind of talked about how that was the report, that maybe it was going back the other way because the pendulum was clearly swinging towards Kalani leaving for Penn State.
Everybody in Penn State thought they had him.
And then?
You shall pay him.
God
expired.
Penn State's deal expired.
Not going to Penn State, baby.
BYU athletic director Brian Santiago said he's a proven leader. We're grateful for we are grateful he is once again choosing BYU. His legacy of building a championship program the BYU way will continue on. He is one of the best people in the business. I would agree with that. I only got to interact with Kalani Sitake for one season.
Yeah.
And he couldn't have been more of a nicer person to me as a media member. And when he got the BYU job, I reached out and texted him, and I told him, congratulations, that's got to be awesome for you. And he said, thanks a lot. Hope you're doing well. It's a dream come true.
Yeah.
It was the last time I talked to him, and he's been kicking ass ever since.
He's had a great run there.
He has. And I was really – I'm happy about this for two reasons. One, I love that a lot of coaches – not name Lane Kiffin, and I give your guy Lanning kind of maybe a little credit for maybe kind of starting some of this thought process of,
yeah, it could be.
The grass is not always greener, and I've got a good situation. And he probably really did consider going, and then they came in with more money, and so that helps make the decision for you. But also, he's been a West Coast-based guy his whole career, so if you told me he just used it to get more money, also wouldn't be surprised by that. It was always a weird fit when they threw it out of him going to Penn State. And I'm happy he's staying at BYU. I'm not even a BYU fan. I think this is great for the sport that this happens. The other reason I'm happy, Dirt, I hate Penn State. So this is, who the hell are they going to hire?
I mean, there's two different angles of this, right? Like, I'm with you 100%. I'm so glad that Sitake made this decision. He has been a great coach at BYU. It's wild to think about how long he's been there now. Like, time kind of starts flying, and COVID's in the middle of it. He's been the head coach there since 2016. He was here at Oregon State with Gary Anderson for 1 year as his D coordinator. Mm-hmm. Takes the BYU job. Had got off to a great start. Then they kind of, you know, struggled a little bit. And then they had the COVID year where they popped and they were 11-1. And you look at the last handful of years, he won 10 games in 2021, 11 games last year in 2024.
That's a phenomenal job.
And 11 games
at BYU
again this year. Like, he's doing a great job there. And I know that fit and culture is not the only deciding factor in whether or not you will win in a new place. I just had a really hard time with this one in Penn State. It never made any sense in my head. Now, if he goes in and wins, right, they'll look past any sort of not fitting in the culture. He is BYU. He's an LDS guy. He's back where he played. Like, it's just, all of it makes perfect sense. The thing that I think a lot of coaches are arguing for when they extend their deals, he definitely got a payday, which good for him. He deserves it. But on top of that, I think it's a lot of the resources going elsewhere in the program and the commitment financially in places where they maybe feel like it's lacking or could improve. And so they use that to their advantage. There was a report that came out as a part of this deal. They're going to be spending an extra $10 to $15 million every year on their roster.
That's the biggest news
like,
of all of
that's,
it.
That's the biggest part of it is he's saying, hey, they're at Penn State, they're probably willing to give me X amount of money every year to build my roster. What are you guys willing to do there? And so not only did he get a pay raise, but his team got a pay raise, and that usually leads to better players. And so this is a massive win for BYU.
Yep.
We're not going to talk a lot about them today because the whole playoff conversation is Miami and Alabama and Notre Dame. Where BYU's sitting there at 11-1, and we're not even going to have the debate about are they going to get screwed out of the playoff for a second straight year when their resume was really good last year at 10-2. They were on the outside looking in, and now if they lose on Saturday, there's a chance that their only losses are to a top five team in the country, yep. And they might get left out again. But he's done a phenomenal job there.
100%. We won't talk about it because they weren't even competitive in their one biggest game. That's the problem. If they lose on a last-second field goal to Tech, I
Utah's
think we're giving it more
Utah's a top 15 ranked team in the country, and they beat Utah.
Yeah, no. I
know the Texas Tech game was bigger than that. I grant you that. But, like, Utah's a good team this year. They're ranked in the top 15.
Blown off by Texas Tech. I think that the committee is clearly going to always devalue the Big 12 until it shows it has juggernauts. Right now, it's only Texas Tech for them. Yeah. Now, if BYU wins,
they're in the playoff.
Boy, talk about a grenade and chaos.
Yes.
But we'll wait and see on that. They weren't even competitive in that game. I watched the whole game. I stayed
it was over
the
from
whole
this,
way.
Yeah, second series.
It wasn't close, but it still didn't take away. That's a great season. There's a report that I saw. I want to say this was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. That if they didn't get, and this was before Kalani was announced that he was extending.
Yeah.
That if they didn't get Kalani, that Brom was the guy, which I thought he's a Louisville guy, and I know Penn State is a bigger job. I get it, but I find them, they're the last team.
They're the last
one. All of these programs have fired coaches well after them. Some of them just fired. Chris Klieman just retired. They've already replaced him.
They already did. Colin Klein's going to be the next guy, it sounds like, at Kansas
State. Like Ole Miss, Lane's going to ditch us in the middle of a playoff run. Pete Golding, like, program, and I don't know if any of them work, but you don't want to be, I really don't think you want to be Penn State of, we did it first and we're now last. Like, who, maybe you end up getting the best coach of the cycle. We're gonna have to wait and see on that, but
right
now you look a little ridiculous. Virginia Tech fans are trolling you on social media,
as they should. They're gonna have a top 25 recruiting class and yours is 128th in the country. This is going to be a massive rebuild because of that. Whoever's going to take that job is now basically screwed for about a 16-month period and going to have to portal in his entire team depending on how many guys he can ultimately keep.
Like, how have you not had a coach at signing day?
It's an absolute disaster. And the athletic director, Pat Kraft, should be fired. Somebody had a timeline of this where basically, so they fire Franklin without a clear idea of who they were going to be able to hire.
It was clearly an emotional decision that they didn't think about.
Worst time to hire a coach. They shot for the moon and tried for Urban Meyer right away. Now, Urban Meyer denies it, but he's also the sleaziest dude in the history of college football.
I don't trust him.
And he's basically, the reporting is that they had disagreements behind the scenes about what NIL funding would be. So Urban backs out, not enough. They thought they were going to get Mike Elko. That was option number two. They thought we had a chance here, and Elko's asking, answering questions down there, couldn't close a deal, he resigns. Then they thought, all right, we could get Kurt Cignetti, nope, extension. Matt Rule, nope, extension.
Yeah.
Marcus Freeman, we could get him, nope. Drinkwitz, nope. Lee, nope. And then they went on full court press for Kalen DeBoer. That was the reporting behind the scenes. They thought DeBoer was going to lose the Iron Bowl and people would want to run him out of town, and they would be there waiting with their arms open. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. He won the Iron Bowl. And then it turned into, we're going to go get Kalani Sitake, and oopsies. Oh, by the way, Bob Chesney, the guy who was supposed to be the prime candidate,
going to UCLA.
Along the way was like, I'm done waiting. I'm not your 17th option.
Yeah.
I'm signing with UCLA, and he's already put pen to paper.
It's just crazy. Yeah. Like, why would you think you were getting Elko?
It's one of
he's
the worst.
He's in the SEC at Texas A&M.
It's one of the worst coaching searches we have ever seen, man. It is a disaster.
I hope Brom doesn't go. I hope they're left going, well, we're going to have to roll the dice with this G6 or coordinator guy.
They interviewed Will Stein, reportedly, too, for their job, and they thought he was a little too raw in the interview process, and they didn't want to give him the job. He took the job at Kentucky.
You know who's going to be available? Mike Tomlin, come on down.
Hey, now we're talking. Stay in the state, dude. Just drive on over. We're close anyways. Come on, man. Bring your aviators. Let's make this a party.
How would that sit with that fan base? They'd be so pissed because they're probably Steeler fans. Yeah, it's a Steeler-Eagle mix. Yeah. They probably hate him.
Yeah. Yep. Good luck with that. Hire John Gruden. That'll turn out well.
Yeah, sure, man. I'll tell you what, man.
Tell you what.
A lot to get to in the second hour. We got the Dirty Poll reveal. We'll talk about the one aspect of the college football playoff. The Blazers played. It's a loaded second hour. Durant's break, 105.1. The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.